Now, have you ever felt like you didn't belong, like you didn't fit in with the people around you? Figuring out your identity is absolutely no easy task, particularly when you're young, and so often we turn to books and television to find clues about who we are, what we like, all that sort of thing. So, what do you do if there's no representations you can relate to? Well, three young Australians have decided to change that. Author Louis Hansen, illustrator Daisy Squires, and Trent Harding, the business brain behind the group, have come together to create the BU Collection, a series of children's books that aim to celebrate the importance of individuality and help kids feel less alone. They launched the Kickstarter campaign in October last year and are now ready to publish the first book in the series, Ben, the Boy Who Paints His Nails. On the phone with us now, we have Louis Hansen. Louis, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. That was an incredible introduction. I was so impressed.
You guys are incredible people. It's an incredible project.
Oh, thank you so much.
So how did the three of you come up with the idea for the BU Collection?
Well, I guess it started out, predominantly started out as a writer, as a freelancer, and I would kind of just talk about some of my opinions or some of my observations. And I realized that I was getting a great response from, especially from a lot of young adults who wanted to reach back out and share their own stories with me. And I realized that I wanted to tap into a younger audience. I was like, how can I speak to younger kids who may feel like they don't have their own role models or people that they can look up to? And so then I was like, teach a storybook. I mean, there's nothing more... there's just nothing more pure than a children's picture storybook in my eyes. And so I really wanted to look into creating some.
And so could you tell us a little bit about Ben, the Boy Who Paints His Nails, the first book to come out in the series?
Yes. So Ben, he's not like the other boys in the village at all. He doesn't like to play sports. He doesn't own action figures. He doesn't own trucks or cars. He just likes to hang out with his best friend, Violet. One day, a serpent comes and steals away all of the colour in the village. And what Ben realises is that the things that made him feel different and alone will ultimately become the things that bring colour back into the village.
I love that. That's such a great idea. It's such a cute idea. I'm picturing it as a storybook as well, like the children's author's sort of situation. It's so cute. I love it.
Definitely. Yeah, it's been such an incredible experience. And I mean, to be able to join forces with two friends of mine as well and to create this project super independently with full creative control, it's just been a really humbling experience.
And so what are some of the responses that you've gotten so far?
We've gotten a lot of positive responses. And I mean... we've also gotten some not so positive responses. When you talk about children's picture storybooks and then you introduce an idea about a little boy who paints his nails, which in my eyes is something that's just so simple and pure, but to some people it's almost like the world is ending.
Yeah.
there have been times where I've had to kind of not defend the book, because I think the book defends itself. It's such a pure and simple and just overall lovely book that is for every child because the themes are so universal. But there have been times where I've had to explain that, no, it is not a gay book because it's very easy for a lot of people to see the title and to see what we're about and try to pigeonhole us. So that's always been a bit of an issue to explain that, no, it has nothing to do with any form of agenda. It's literally, as the collection says, it's about being yourself. And I think in this day and age, that is something that every child can still hold quite valuably to their heart, if that makes sense.
It does, and I don't think it's a really, really important project. Can we get a bit of a sneak preview as to what's next for the BU collection?
Well, we have a couple of things in mind, still in the brainstorming stages. But at the end of the day, we'd love each new story to center around a new child. Within this collection, we want to discuss the viewpoints of many different minorities and to showcase as much diversity as we can. So as much ethnic, racial diversity, children with varying hobbies, more children who step outside the binary of what's expected of them as little boys and little girls. So the next book we're hoping to feature a little girl who wants to achieve something or who wants to stand out in a field that's particularly run by boys.
And before I do let you go, Louis, how can people get involved and support the Kickstarter or get a hold of the book?
So we've just run our site is the bucollection.com. So you can see more info about us, about our mission, and you can get in contact with us there. And you can also purchase the book through the bucollection.com.
We'll pop the link up in the podcast, Louis. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much, Tess. Have a great day.
You too. That was author Louis Hansen speaking to us about the new inclusive picture book, Ben the Boy Who Paints His Nails. As I said, we'll pop the links all up in the podcast and you can find that at 2SER.com.